House prices are rising, the Australian dollar is strengthening, but that's unlikely to deter the Reserve Bank of Australia from its current policy stance of maintaining a period of stability in official interest rates. The RBA board is expected to keep the cash rate on hold at 2.5% when it meets tomorrow. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell is back. Cheryl, hello again.
Hi, Fran.
So Cheryl, another uneventful meeting for the Reserve Bank board tomorrow. Why is it going to keep rates on hold again?
Well, the short answer, Fran, is because it can't decide whether the economy needs lower or higher interest rates right now. If it cuts rates again, it could trigger a housing bubble in the already hot property market. If it raises them, though, it could choke off a recovery, just as the RBA sees encouraging signs of a smooth handover occurring from mining-led growth to broader growth in the economy. A hike could also fuel, of course, another surge in the Aussie dollar, which is already close to 93 US cents, which is uncomfortably high for exporters. So the only answer seems to be right now is to sit tight and keep rates on hold while the bank keeps a watchful eye over the economy. The last movement in rates was in August last year when the cash rate was cut to its current historically low level of 2.5%. That in turn has opened the door to mortgage rates below 5%, some non-bank lenders are offering right now, which is pretty unprecedented. But given the surge in capital city house prices over the last year, most economists now think that that August cut was the last one we're going to get this cycle, with the only direction now being up for rates. The question now is when. A third of economists surveyed by Bloomberg last week thinks that rates will rise before the year is out, but most think the more likely timetable is next year, given the sluggish growth in the economy and, remember, still rising unemployment. A small number, though, still think another rate cut is still possible for those same reasons. In that case, camp includes the respected economist Saul Eslake, for example. He thinks that if the May budget includes spending cuts and little in the way of new money for infrastructure, and if the dollar continues to strengthen, a rate cut in the second half of the year can't be ruled out.
Okay, well, I think
we covered all bases.
Well, I think that's true, but I think we're getting strong signals there will be cuts in the May budget. And I can't say what will happen on infrastructure spending. I think there will be some, but maybe...
But it might be in the outer
not
years.
Not in the short term.
Yeah.
Talking about the rising dollar, how concerned is the Reserve Bank likely to be by the resurgence in the value of the Aussie dollar?
Well, you know, it's partly the Reserve Bank's fault that the dollar rose last week. Governor Glenn Stevens gave a rather upbeat assessment of the outlook for the economy in this speech he gave in Hong Kong, and that actually put a rocket under the currency. He also made no mention of the rising dollar, which the market took as a lack of concern, which then also pushed the currency higher. It actually hit a four-month high on Friday of 92.9 US cents. It also rose 2.5% over the week against the euro. Now, that's, of course, got exporters worried. There was a survey in the Financial Review over the weekend which said that 92 US cents was a kind of tipping point for exporters, above which it starts to hinder their global competitiveness.
It's a long way from the 80 that they have been saying for a long time is where they'd like it to be.
Well, this survey says apparently the ideal level for importers and exporters alike is a dollar between 85 and 90 US cents. So the big interest in the RBA meeting tomorrow is likely to be in this statement afterwards and what it says about the rising dollar. If it says nothing, then traders think it could go through 93 US cents tomorrow. Easy. Foreign direct investment flows and renewed flows into the government bond market is what's helping to support the Aussie dollar right now. Also, this talk of the Chinese government unleashing further stimulus to help the slowing economy there, that's helping. Now, if the RBA were to signal that rates would rise this year, that would also support a rise in the dollar. Mm. As I said, Saul Eslake has been doing some calculations, and he says if the cash rate were to climb to 3.25% by the end of the year, which is what some other economists are saying will happen, then that would add about 4 cents to the value of the dollar. So the RBA will have to do a lot of jawboning again if it wants to stem the resurgence in the currency right now.
Risky business. Well, talking about jawboning, the bank might not have been talking down the currency lately, but the Reserve Bank has been trying to talk down the property market, Cheryl. Does this mean it's becoming worried that the house market is heading into bubble territory?
Well, officially the Reserve Bank says it's not overly concerned. This is despite Australian house prices rising 10% in the past year, led by a 15% surge in Sydney. In his speech Switch last week, Glenn Stevens said rising house prices was now driving a surge in residential building activity, with approvals at their highest rates in three decades. Now, this, he said, was a good thing if it adds to Australia's housing stock, which, you know, has been running at a rate below population growth in recent years. But the RBA's financial stability review last week did note that households have been encouraged by low interest rates and rising house prices to take on more debt, although debt levels are now, they're rising, but still only modestly. This kind of credit growth, though, seems to be driven by investors rather than owner-occupiers. Investors now make up 40% of the value of all housing loan approvals in New South Wales.
40%?
So that's close to the peaks of investor activity we saw back in the boom of housing boom of 2003. More investors in the market. So why do we worry about that? Well, more investors in the market can mean more speculative demand, which in turn pushes up house prices to levels that, you know, are basically unsustainable, particularly if it spurs sort of overbuilding as a result. So that's a recipe for a housing crash if investors are overgeared. Now, the RBA says there's a little sign that investors in Australia are overgeared. They've got pretty good loan-to-value ratios. But it says it's watching the house market closely, and in his speech last week, Glenn Stevens took the opportunity to remind house buyers that house prices can go down as well as up. Indeed, they've actually fallen twice in the past decade, we should remind ourselves. In 2006 and 2010, house prices fell around 6%. Now, the doomsayers out there now say the falls could be bigger this time, around 10 to 20%, but we've heard those dire forecasts before and they never eventuated.
Yeah, and the other element about the investors being such a large proportion of the market, as you say, it pushes prices up. So that goes to affordability, particularly for young buyers.
Yes.
It becomes a real issue.
Yes, exactly.
Cheryl, what can we expect when our share market opens this morning?
Well, we're looking at a positive start. That was after US and European shares finished higher on Friday. Futures trading is up, 12 points or 0.2%, so that's why, you know, people think, the traders think that the local market will open a bit higher this morning. There's a lot going on this week, Fran, to occupy investors' minds. Tonight, the US Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen, gives a speech in the US, and she's expected to clarify her previous comments about when interest rates are likely to rise in the US. Remember, last week she said, or two weeks ago, she said that rates would probably rise 6 months after quantitative easing ends, and quantitative easing on the current timetable should end by the end of this year. So we're looking at mid next year for rates. That's for rates rising in the US. That's thought to be a bit too soon, so we might get some clarification there. And then tomorrow, attention will shift to China with the release of the official PMI reading, which is likely to confirm a further slowing in manufacturing activity there. So that'll be watched. In Australia, there's a bit of a data deluge this week, starting with these private sector credit figures today, which are expected to show just a modest pickup in lending. The mixed messages on the economy will continue with data out this week on building approvals and retail sales and job vacancies, etc. The dollar, just let me end, is holding its own at the moment at 92.4 US cents and 67 euro cents, and that's ahead of a European Central Bank meeting on Thursday, which could surprise with a further easing.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Cheryl Bagwell, our business editor.